Hard to believe we're almost three quarters of the way through this year. And I'm going to start by reading the theme for the year. I think it's a great theme, and I'm going to try to build a little bit more on it. So from 1 Peter 4, starting in verse 7, "The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be of sound judgment, sober, so that you may pray." Never thought about those aids and mental frame of mind that are essential for praying. It seems that there is preparation needed for prayer. Above all, keep your love for one another fervently. Because love covers a multitude of sins. And we looked at that a couple weeks ago. And he goes on, and this is not a separate subject, being hospitable to one another without complaint. This is a reflection of love. This is one of the ways that we show fervent love, by being hospitable. And the hospitality here is not one of the easiest type, because this isn't just talking about our eating together and hanging out together like we should. Acts 2:46 shows that shortly after the disciples came together after baptism and were one group of believers in Jerusalem, they spent all their time together eating and doing this and that. And so, but this hospitality here, of course, has to do with the fact that there were displaced Christians fleeing from one place to another. Imagine being a man and woman, especially a young couple with a couple of kids, and they have to flee their house. It's not like today where we sell and move. No, they have to leave their house. They didn't get to sell it. It will be taken. They took what they could carry. Everything else has been stolen, pilfered. And they're on the road and running. That's why it was essential to have hospitality. There are people today leaving Afghanistan who are Christians. They have nothing but what they could carry. Now, in the ancient world, where could they go? They needed the protection and love of Christians to take them in. I mean, for safety. I mean, imagine. And so it was essential we do this. In Matthew 25, the people who were approved and the people who were not, it was based on what Jesus said, "When I was a stranger, you didn't take me in." These were unknown Christians traveling from afar who needed the shelter and love of their brethren. But the middle point tonight is verse 10. Each one of us has received a special gift, a spiritual gift. We are to employ it in serving one another so that we can be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now, this manifold grace to God is the gifts He gave out. And we have to be good stewards of that in God's household. And this is a free gift. Like Jesus said in Matthew 10, "Freely you've received, freely give." These gifts are not from ourselves. There's no boasting in it. We get it from God, and we try to give it away all we can. And you know what? You can't. You're going to keep giving their gift away, and it'll keep being there. You know, it's like when Jesus divided the bread, you know, keep reaching in that bag, and there's more in there. That's how the gifts of God is when we employ them. But we have to employ them. We have to use them, or they're just what? You know, we're going to bury them? So anyhow, at this point in the year, three quarters of the way, this has been a theme. We've talked about it a lot. So how are we doing, is what I'm wondering. Do we feel like we've developed? Has anyone been more insightful into their gift? Have we thought of ways to use our gift? Have we been benefits of someone else's gift? I would hope so. We really want to develop that. In 2 Timothy 2:2, Timothy was said, you know, it implies he needed to keep his eyes open so that he could entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So Timothy had laying on of hands. He was a minister. He was a preacher of the gospel. And he was to find men that he evaluated to be faithful so that he could make them teachers too. And this goes on and on. But for him to do that, he had to be getting to know his brethren. He had to be watching for talents and abilities, and maybe they have a gift, and he had to look for that. In Titus, you know, older women were to school the younger women on how to love their husbands and to love their children. I like that word school. It's very accurate for that translation. They had to school them, not just teach, but this is like trade school. You know, there's more involved than sitting down for a cup of coffee and laying out an hour's talk. They had to be involved to some extent so that young women can be proficient as they've learned to be. So if we have a gift, we might want to try to pass it on and look for others who we might be able to mentor. If you might know what your gift is, but you're not sure how to use it, you might want to ask others, you know, how do I use this? You would definitely want to ask the elders this. Or people you might think have that gift, you know, can you help me use my gift? I'd like to use it, but I'm really not sure how. I asked Sonia for some examples. Can you think of anything? She said, first thing that came to mind was, well, with hospitality, since you just talked about it, she said, Susan White. If I wanted to be hospitable, that is, take people into my home, treat them properly, and make them noble, you know, they're not going to leave there without feeling edified, she's a good example. You might want to go talk to her. A young woman. You might not know how to do that. I wouldn't. You want to do that. And don't be ashamed to do that. Nobody's going to expect you to know something. It takes many decades for people to learn. Sonia brought up, well, if you want to be involved in good works, I said, what would we do there? You know, we want to do good works, especially to the household of faith. But in 1 Peter, there was a great emphasis on helping people so that those who might hate us are not going to have a lot to say because we're such good people. I mean, you know, it's hard to hate on somebody when they help people. It really is. It's difficult to do. You know, if you're known and in the community for being involved, you know, that's a plus for Christianity, of course. They see our light and so forth. But if you want to do that, you might need to know how to be a Dorcas. Connie's involved in social community service quite a bit. I wouldn't know how to get started in community service. I might want to ask. You know, I know that Tennis and Tina are very good with struggling and Christians and young Christians. There's a patience there. You know, I don't know everybody here that well. Again, I'm relying on Sonia. I'm not doubting her, but that's what people are good at, and we need to find out what we're good at, and then throw ourselves into it as much as we can. Thirdly, we want to allow others to employ their gifts on us. Now, this can shut people down from doing service and employing their spiritual gift if you don't want it. See, this really would shut a lot of things down. We have to be willing to be taught. For example, if you say want to be a minister, you want to teach, you want to be an elder, you might want to talk to somebody who you think is pretty good at that and say, look, teach me, mentor me, show me what I should do. I feel I have a talent there. If somebody comes up and said to you, you know, I think you'd be good at this, or be open to it. Be open to that. We have to be open to each other for advice so that we can employ our service to each other and please our Father in heaven. And when Jesus washed the disciples' feet, Peter said, no, not me. We don't want to do that. We may not understand at the time what's going on, but we don't want to refuse a service because it might embarrass us, or, you know, I'm too much of a man to be helped, or any of that stuff. We don't need that. Not among us. We want to be open to the help of others. And it could be admonition. It could be something, you know, but we need to know, and we need to be straightened out. We got to be open to that too, because evangelists, pastors, and teachers are for the edifying of the body of Christ, and they can't do that unless people are willing to be edified. and sometimes receive correction. I remember, I'm not sure which of the elders, but one of them asked or mentioned in a sermon several months ago, if you're unsure about your gift, you should ask people, ask the elders, ask people you might respect. That's something that we need to do. Because for the purpose of building up this church, it has to be done. It's so important. Philippians 2:13, we have to remember, it is God who works effectively in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. We can only be open. We can only be a fit vessel. God is really the orchestrator and the perfecter and the completer of anything good we want to do. Unless we abide in the vine, we can do nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing unless we abide in the vine. And I want to close with probably some advice on how to make sure we can be used. Because if you want to be used and you're not, then you have to ask yourself, well, what can I do? Who can I ask for help? Who can mentor me? And finally, so that God can work through us, I'd like to look at 2 Timothy 2. Paul uses the analogy of a large house. We're in this great house. There's not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Therefore, if someone cleanses himself from the latter things, that is the dishonorable things, he can be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful for the master, prepared for every good work. So in God's great house, we want to be a vessel for a noble purpose. We don't want to be the bedpan. Is this kind of like what it's saying? We want to be something that the master would use so that we can be serviceable in that house, God's house, we have to sanctify ourselves, we have to purify ourselves and be useful to God. I think if God can use us, he's gonna use us. He wants to use us. He's powerful enough to do that. He will use us for his good pleasure, but we have to be ready, willing, and able for him to do that. Once we do that part, he'll do the rest. He'll, through his providence, get us into the right place, the right time, and we will be useful in his house. So let's continue our theme this year. And as this year is quickly running out, let's make sure that we really perfect ourselves in this way and look to each other for advice and support and to help and to use our gifts.